making the case for sponsorship of airshow performers in 2010. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Veteran aerobatic performer Patty Wagstaff finds herself in the position to be looking for a sponsor this year. At the recent ICAST convention in Las Vegas, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell had the chance to talk with Patty about the relationship between performer and sponsor and its history.
What's the old line, Patty? Something along the lines, without the Bucks, there's no Buck Rogers, and sponsorship has become the lifeblood of the airshow industry.
Yeah, I mean, it really always has been. You know, if you look back at the old, like Roscoe Turner in the 30s, he was sponsored by Gilmore, you know, Oil Company, and had Gilmore the Lion. I mean, sponsorship's been important to airshows and barnstormers from day one, and it's just as important today as it was back then.
Well, the interesting thing it's obvious from the 2009 season that, one, the airshow industry not only did well, it prospered under tough circumstances, but it seems now that the airshow industry and individual performers present more potential value for the dollar than virtually any other industry.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the demographics say, you know, the statistics, and apparently attendance was way up, and that's what I saw at air shows, but it's a really tough business. It's tough because it's a small group. Everybody does it completely differently. It's not like we all work the same way. So you have some performers that have sponsors who, well, some performers can't charge a fee by nature of their sponsor. Let's say it's a military, you know, arm of the military, or, you know, a guard or a reserve or something. And so they are even forbidden from charging a fee. And so the sponsors bring them to the air show, you know, pay their performer fee. And it's hard for me as a performer that charges a fee to compete against that, you know. And I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. And I think there's more of those performers that aren't charging these days. So it's hard.
How do you approach a potential sponsor in this day and age? What is it that you're, how do you make a point of contact, and what's the process like?
It's hard. I mean, people have different theories and philosophies about how to approach sponsors. Some people will send out 100 packets, sort of like cold calling, you know, blind send outs to marketing departments. I've done that in the past. I've never really had any luck with it. I think you have to have a personal contact and relationship with somebody. So it's about, you know, the relationships that you already have, or somebody that can introduce you to somebody. You know, it's tough. If you go to a big company like a Coca-Cola, let's say, you have, you know, they have their marketing people. There's a high turnover in the marketing department that has a lot of young people. And then they also have like an ad agency, you know, or an ad agency who wants to make decisions too. So you're dealing with agencies, you're dealing with in-house marketing. Everybody wants it to be their idea. It's very, very difficult. So I've always preferred to stay in the industry, like with Goodrich and Cirrus and Paulo Laurens, people like that, because I want to be around people that understand what I do, and, you know, vice versa, and do something I really believe in. So luckily I have a lot of relationships with people in the industry. It's just a very tough time. So for me, it's about cultivating relationships, I guess, and then building on that, you know, making contact, giving them a little pitch, seeing if they're interested, and then once you get your foot in the door, keep it in there and wedge further and further until you have them convinced that you're a good, you know, bang for the buck.
Why should a sponsor look at the airshow industry or a specific performer? What is it that truly distinguishes the value that a performer can offer a potential sponsor?
Well, what I tell potential sponsors is, you know, you can go get a NASCAR, you know, driver, or a, you know, somebody that, you know, a football player, whatever, somebody that has a lot of television presence. That's the big difference between what we do and what other, say, sports or events do, is our television presence is much lower. But what we have is, and we do have some television presence. There are a number of, you know, they're broadcasting air shows live more and more now, and so on, but we have something that they don't have. We have much more personal contact with the crowd, you know, personal signing autographs, going to schools. I know that other people do that as well, but it's different going to an air show. You know how it is. You go there, you're able to see the performer, you can smell the airplane, you can get up close to them, they'll come to the fence afterwards, and we're good at that. That's what we do. So I think, you know, and also we're not asking for $20 million. I mean, I'll take it, you know, but but we're not asking for that. We're not as high priced as maybe a, say, NASCAR guy either. So, I mean, it really is a good value. And I think that, you know, with an air show performer, you can do things that you can't do and with any other event. I mean, really. And I can, if anybody's interested, just let me know and I'll give you a list of things that we can do and tell you more about it.
In a moment, a look into the future of airshow performer sponsorships with Patty Wagstaff. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking with Patty Wagstaff about the relationship between airshow performers and their sponsors today and tomorrow.
What's the future for all this? Are we going to see better, more developed, more savvy sponsorship, or is it going to be pretty much up to the innovation of the industry itself, the individual performer, for that matter, the industry overall?
Well, right now it's really up to the individual performer. We don't have any, there's no agencies out there, and I've talked to all of them, and I know a lot of the performers have, that will really take on a performer, an airshow performer or a group of airshow performers. It's very hard to talk like an IMG or, you know, ProServe doesn't exist, but a ProServe type company into representing us because we're such a small niche. So everybody's out there on their own doing their own thing, and everybody does a little bit differently. So I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be really wonderful if one of the agencies was able to take us on or would take us on and see the potential and see the value of it. And if somebody in our industry is able to talk them into it, all the more power to them, because that's really what we need, you know, is representation. So instead of just being out there on our own, it's very hard, you know.
And finally, can this industry exist without a greater level of participation from potential sponsors? Can we really make progress without building better marketing partnerships in the future?
Well, the industry's existed for a really long time, and I think the air shows will be around for as long as, you know, small airplanes or military airplanes are around. So, yeah, I think it will, but it's going to have to. It would change things a lot. It's hard because you can't make a living if this is your primary job. Now, a lot of the performers do it sort of part-time, or they have airline jobs. They may be total professionals, but they also have another job. They're lawyers, whatever they might do. But, say for me, this is my primary, you know, means of making a living. I can't make a living without a sponsor. You know, you just can't. You cannot charge enough. And because of the delta in the way performers charge, I can't raise my fee. It's very hard, you know. I think we'll make it work. You know, and I think we're pretty good at selling ourselves, and it's just the economy is very tough right now, so.
Well, you've got a specific advantage in your particular case, because face it, you're Patty Wagstaff and nobody else is.
That's what I'll tell them when they come to me. I'm going, hey, I'm Patty Wagstaff, nobody else is, you need to sponsor me. And I want to be the sponsor that has some long-term, you know, views on what we could do together, you know, where I could be a spokesperson, do public relations and different things for them. It's not all just about flying. You know, and a company that's very established and, you know, like, say, a Cessna-type company or a Cessna. But,
So we're hoping right now Jack Pelton's watching, right?
Yes. Was that not subtle enough?
We'll send a copy to Jack.
I really do also believe, just one little side thing, that if I get a sponsor, it's good for all the other performers. you know, and if I'm all in favor. If somebody, if Mike Goulian comes in with a $1 million sponsor tomorrow, I'm happy. I'm very happy for anybody because it's good for all of us. You know, it brings all of us into, you know, it, more awareness, more, you know, gives us more credibility.
It's interesting you brought that up. We were having this discussion at lunch that one of the things that people don't realize is a little bit of jealousy. Well, that person's got the big sponsor, so I'm going to be jealous of them. But every success builds a potential for another success.
Absolutely. And when I go to make a pitch to a sponsor, I go around in the convention. I pick up all the brochures of sponsored acts, and I'll bring those. In fact, I did that the first time for my first sponsor, you know, 20 years ago. I went in and said, there's a reason why all these people have sponsors. You know, I wasn't really able to articulate it all very well, but here it is. And they were impressed. I mean, there was Pepsi and Coors Light and, you know, a lot of big companies. So it's good for all of us.
Well, we wish you the best of luck for 2010.
Thank you.
Patty Wagstaff's website hasn't announced a 2010 schedule yet, but does have this fun twist on personal ads. Female airshow pilot looking for relationship. Creative, funny, open-minded, athletic, and hardworking airshow pilot needs sponsor. Likes aviation, horses, and small children. Desires long-term relationship with company. Flies airshows in front of millions of spectators a year. International ambassador to aviation. Have helmet, will travel. Why spend $2 million on NASCAR when you can be involved in the best PR and marketing venue for less? Unquote. We wish Patty all the best in 2010. Find out more at pattywagstaff.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.